To fulfill your destiny, the first step has to be working out what your destiny is. So, just how do you do that? Richard Lawrence, director of the Inner Potential Centre and author of Realise Your Inner Potential, has some top tips.
I think a lot of people actually inherently know their destiny. They always have done. They know what they're meant to do in the big picture. The major things they're meant to accomplish. I mean, there are ways, of course, of discovering more about it. One of the best ones is meditation. It will start to come to you intuitively what you're meant to do. And do remember, please, that your destiny is in constant flux. That's a point I would stress. It's not something that's written in stone like predestination. There are certain broad things each one of us has come into this life to learn, to experience, to master, if you like. And there are certain lessons each one of us has chosen, I believe, to accept and to go with. But it can be manifested in many, many ways. So it is in flux. You can change it. You can change your karma, which is, if you like, in some ways another word for destiny. It's constantly being changed by everything we do, everything we think, everything we feel even changes our destiny.
In that case, what role does our karma actually have in that and changing our karma in relation to our destiny?
Well, karma is sort of 24 hours a day force. And the most important thing I would stress with karma and destiny, actually, is what we do for others. Because what goes around comes around. What, you know, as you sow, so shall you reap. So, for example, I think one of the great examples is the Gandhi example, quite a well-known one. When somebody came to him, they were either Muslim or Hindu, and they'd killed someone of the other religion. And they said, what should I do? And he said, adopt someone of that religion as your own and bring them up. Now, that was fantastic karmic advice, I believe, because had the person not done that, they would have had within their karma the need for an experience to learn, you know, what it feels like, not just to know intellectually that it's wrong to kill. I think most people know that, even most murderers know that intellectually, but to really know within and feel within how wrong it is. By adopting, whether the person did, I don't know, someone of that religion, and if you like, balancing their karma, then that lesson will be reduced or even eliminated.
So that then all ties into the role we have of serving others. That presumably has to be also part of our destiny as well.
Yes, and of course, the two work together because you can fulfill yourself through the service that you give. I mean, there's nothing, I think, more rewarding than when you really make a difference for others. There's a feeling that comes with that that just can't be compared to some completely self-centered type of satisfaction. And there are so many people who are extremely wealthy, extremely successful, who aren't fulfilled. That there have been surveys done, for example, one was done by Virgin, one bank, among people in their 30s who got a good job, got a car, got everything that they were meant to get in their outer life in order, and there was an emptiness within them. And in fact, the Virgin One Bank weren't trying to find that out. It was by accident they came up with that finding. It's quite a high percentage. And there are lots of things that show this. Lots of people who just, it doesn't hit the spot as much as when you do something for others. That's the most rewarding thing you can do. And if you're a spiritual person, spiritually minded person, you actually can do more for others, strangely enough. Because you can help them in a way that through energy, through healing, through prayer, through counselling, through wisdom. There's another old saying that if you go fishing, you feed a person for a day. If you teach them to fish, you feed them for life. And that's a great saying, really. And so by imparting this, you can free people, you can release them, and then you really fulfil yourself by doing that. But it's within your destiny because you're using your attributes, you know, your inherent talents, if you like, your karmic talents as well. For example, if you have it within your destiny to be very wealthy, then you can put yourself in a position to use that wealth for others as well as yourself. If you have it within your destiny to be perhaps highly inspired artist, again, you can use that. It's how you then use that in for the whole. And through that, you'll find your fulfillment.
Is this about what you want your destiny to be or about what you think your destiny should be?
Thank you. That's what I should have said at the beginning. It's not necessarily what you want. At a deep soul level, it's what you want, which is why I would stress the spiritual practices. I mean, I think the secret of success in life is actually wanting what you need. If you want what you actually need to do, then you're a happy person. And there's a part of you that does want what you need, and that's your soul. So the more you spiritualize your life, the more at peace you are. because then the direction you're meant to go in is the direction you want to go in. Problems come when you kind of know what you should do, but you really don't want it. And that's where you need the spiritual practices, the breathing exercises, the mantra, the healing, the raising of the kundalini. All these things will put you in contact with your real self, and then you'll be free.
That's Richard Lawrence from the Inner Potential Centre.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.